Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got a Karen Kerrigan is going to be our guest this half hour, but we're having a little technical difficulty rounding her up. So it's just going to be you and me. And I want to take a minute and talk about something that that I was asked to do last week by our buddy Rick Newman. You know who Rick is, and Rick is asked me, as you may know, Hillary Clinton last week came out with her ideas on small business, and now I don't believe that Hillary's gonna be a great small business president. I would say that based on almost 25 years of following her career, and so she's had plenty of times anyway, but. There, she did have some good points in the points that she made about small businesses, and so what Rick asked me was, you know, what did I think? What were some points that we could offer some of these politicians that would be good for them to focus on? And here are a couple of three that I had. Big businesses are not small businesses' problems. You hear me say, I complain about big businesses a lot of times, but big businesses are not our problems. They're actually our customers. Big businesses are not supposed to be our enemies. They're supposed to be our customers. More and more over the last 25 years, small businesses have become integrated partners with big businesses. So if we want our customers, our big business customers, to do more business with us, politicians like Hillary Clinton, who wants to be president, and the Republicans need to end anti-business policies and rhetoric that cause Wall Street and our customers, our big business customers, to hoard cash instead of investing it in the Main Street economy in the form of contracts with small businesses. The offending groups, the ones I'm talking about, the ones who are a problem, are the IRS, the National Labor Relations Board, the Federal Communications Commission, and the EPA. So these are organizations that are taxing big businesses too much and small businesses. They're treating big businesses and trying to get more and more into small businesses, forcing unions down our throat. That's the NLRB. The Federal Communication Commission is with their net neutrality plan, which is right out of President Obama's playbook. That's a big mistake. That's going to hurt small businesses. And of course, the EPA by doing things like unilaterally declaring carbon dioxide a dangerous gas. Carbon dioxide, that's right, the stuff that comes out of your lungs when you exhale, you're creating a dangerous gas. That's what the EPA has said. Those kinds of things are the kind of policies. And the rhetoric that's even worse a lot of times, the anti-business rhetoric, those are things that create a problem for big companies. It makes them want to not invest their money in the marketplace. And when big companies don't invest their money in the marketplace, that means that we don't get contracts. Small businesses don't get contracts. And over the last 25 years, as I've said, more and more and more, the growth of our small business since really around 1990 has come not from more retail activity. It's come from more corporate activity as we become integrated partners with our big, with big businesses. So one thing, one of the main things I would say to any politician is if you want to help small businesses, get your foot off the neck of our big business customers. Stop using such anti-business rhetoric. Stop passing anti-business policies that are causing big businesses to go elsewhere on the planet to invest their money, or maybe not at all. So that's one thing I have that I recommend for Hillary Clinton and for other politicians. We're going to take a quick break. Almost 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.